This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Remember how we were told by Mr. Obama in his farewell address, touted by the media, how by every measure we're doing better now than when I took office, right? How many times have you heard that? Well, it turns out that that's not necessarily true. The economy has now slowed to a 1.9% rate in the fourth quarter of growth. Okay? GDP now grew less than 2%. Wow. That's awesome. I mean, think about this for a minute. This guy's never had more than 3% growth ever. Ever. Never averaged more than 3% growth in 8 years. Really? We've now got a shocking study. Shocking to I don't know who. Not to me. Clinton received 800,000 votes from non-citizens. Oh, really? And it would be hard for Trump to surpass Obama's record of chilling press freedoms. I'll talk about that as well. I gotta get to this. Matt Lauer fears that Trump is attacking the media. During a panel discussion on Friday's NBC Today, hard-hitting news show, examining President Trump's first week in office, co-host Matt Lauer fretted over the new administration's willingness to call out the liberal media. And I quote, "Trump ran on this idea that the media is bad and dishonest. Oh, pray tell. Now his chief strategist at the White House, Steve Bannon, has given an interview to the New York Times, quote, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. Another quote. The media here is the opposition party. All of that is true. All of that is true. But I talked about this yesterday. I knew that they wouldn't matter to them. I knew they weren't going to do anything with that information because they don't believe that. They don't believe that at all. They think they're just wonderful. In this exchange, Lauer turned to, I'm going to play this for you, the soundbite. Lauer turned to political analyst Nicole Wallace. Now, Nicole Wallace is MSNBC's or NBC's resident conservative, right? She was the, if you recall, she was the conservative on The View, right? I always laugh when the media, the mainstream media, or the left touts a conservative. They bring out a conservative, whether it's a David Gerson or I'm sorry, not David Gerson. I meant Michael Gerson and David Brooks. See, I mixed the two together. Might as well be David Gerson, okay? Little Freudian slip there. I love how they do that, right? So anyway, Nicole Wallace is the resident conservative at NBC. I want you to listen to this exchange. This is hilarious. Listen.
He also.
All right, here we go.
He also ran on this idea that the media is bad and dishonest. Mm-hmm. Now his chief strategist at the White House, Steve Bannon, has given an interview to the New York Times. I want to read you a couple of things he said in that interview. Quote, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. Another quote, the media here is the opposition party. Talk about a difference in about 10 or 12 days. Let me play you a portion of what Barack Obama had to say to the media and the press in his...
Matt Lauer is wishing and hoping that Obama never left. Listen.
Yeah. Listen.
You're not supposed to be sycophants. You're supposed to be skeptics. You're supposed to ask me tough questions. You're not supposed to be complimentary, but you're supposed to cast a critical eye on folks who hold enormous power.
These two feelings 10 days apart.
Oh, my God, these two feelings 10 days apart. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Excuse me. I'm getting over this cold. I got to tell you, I think I picked up a cold coming back from D.C. on that plane. There was all kinds of germs. Every time I fly, I get pick up a cold or something. Anyway, yeah, I love how Matt Lauer is just all like pining for the days of Barack Obama. Really? but it'll be, I'll be honest with you. The media is going to have a very, very, very hard time dealing with the next 8 years. Because Donald Trump basically is gaslighting all these fools. Donald Trump is, and I'm convinced of this now. In fact, there was an article about this, and I'll get to it in a minute. Let me find it here. Well, when we go to the break, I'll find it. There was an article, I think it was USA Today, if I'm not mistaken. I'll find it. Saying exactly what I said a couple days ago, which is what? I said to you that... That Donald Trump basically has destroyed the media. And the fact that the media still doesn't, like, they really think that they haven't done anything wrong. And they really, really believe that Trump is the bad guy. And what's amazing to me is how they were sycophants. They never questioned Barack Obama. Notice how on Saturday, literally the day after the inauguration, I thought about this yesterday, day after the inauguration, they're calling him a liar, a liar. The President of the United States, they're calling him a liar. Did you ever hear them say that Barack Hussein Obama was a liar? Did they ever? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Did they ever call him out? I mean, that was a lie. That was a doozy of a lie. Did they ever say anything? No. They never did. Not one person in the media ever said, in the mainstream media, ever said that he was a liar. No, they, what did they say? I remember them saying, using phrases like, well, he was maybe inarticulate. He was less than truthful. It was just political posturing. Really? No, it was a lie. It was a bold-faced lie. But now, literally, the first day after Trump is sworn in, oh, he's a liar. I mean, how many news outlets said that he was a liar? Straight out liar. We'll be right back. Na, na,
Howard Woodson Show. Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, many in the mainstream media are reacting with righteous indignation over comments from a senior Trump advisor, Steve Bannon, suggesting that the administration views the traditional media as an opponent. But if we're to take these apostles of press freedom seriously, they should first explain why the Trump administration is worse than the Obama administration. After all, the Obama administration literally tried imprisoning an uncooperative journalist, monitored journalists' every digital move, and hammered at least one challenging reporter with IRS audits. Now, let's rewind the tape. The Obama administration began with lofty promises of being the most transparent administration in history. Remember that? Instead, it ended up setting a record by the Associated Press's count for denying the most Freedom of Information Act requests. As the administration's popularity began tumbling early in its first year, the Obama White House declared war on Fox News. The White House Director of Communications, Anita Dunn, warned that they would henceforth treat Fox News like an opponent, insisting, "We don't need to pretend that this is the way that legitimate news organizations behave." Remember that? The Obama administration made good on that threat. Soon thereafter, the administration sought to deny Fox News participation in executive branch news-making events, which only failed after other networks admirably refused to participate if Fox News were excluded. Now, I want to play for you this little montage where Mr. Obama blamed Fox News and, of course, yours truly and talk radio for virtually every problem his administration encountered, warning in his waning days that these domestic propagandists were far more damaging to America than any interference from hostile powers like Russia. So I want to play this for you, just to give you a little overview of...
How would you respond to criticism that the administration's posture towards Fox News constitutes some sort of bullying or chilling of speech? Specifically, the comments by Anita Dunn about Fox not being a real news network?
I have watched many stories on that network that I found not to be true.
The vast majority of...
Yeah. Okay. That's what they said about Fox News. Okay? And how they were going to chill Fox News. They were going to take Fox News out. Remember that? And they accused Fox News of being what? Fake news. Remember that? Yeah, exactly. All right. Let me see. Let me try to get this here. All right. The fact is that for far too long, the Obama administration did basically, they were probably the worst when it came to chilling of the press. They did everything they could. If you think about it, they did everything in their power to not include Fox News. They called out Fox News and they basically said that Fox News was fake. Remember that? But that was okay. Because it was, you know, Fox News. Anyway, let me play the rest of this here for you. And I want to rewind this here. For whatever reason, this thing isn't, again, live radio. This stuff, for whatever reason, this is not... This clip, if not playing for me today. Anyway, if I can get that going for you, I will. It's not working. My bad. All right. Here we go. Nope. Bear with me here. I just want to. Okay, this isn't going to work here. My bad. Now look, the reality is this. When Fox News' State Department correspondent James Rosen reported accurate information about North Korea leaked by a member of the Obama State Department, Eric Holder ordered his movements to be tracked. His phone records seized and went judge shopping until he found one willing to grant such a warrant without telling Rosen himself. Holder even told Google not to notify Rosen that the government was monitoring his email. And I'm quoting from the Washington Post here. To treat a reporter as a criminal for doing his job, seeking out information the government doesn't want made public, deprives Americans of the First Amendment freedom of which all other constitutional rights are based, the Washington Post wrote at the time. And it wasn't just Fox News. The New York Times' James Risen was targeted for almost the entirety of Obama's two terms. His crime? Reporting accurate information the Obama administration didn't want reported. Along the way, we found out that the government had spied on virtually every aspect of James Risen's digital life, from phone calls to emails to credit card statements, bank records, and more. The Freedom of the Press Foundation had reported that after the Supreme Court rejected Risen's appeal of an earlier order mandating he testify about the source of the information he reported, Risen faced jail time. After an outcry from the media, Holder finally backed down. The Associated Press experienced similar surveillance. For 2 months, the Department of Justice tracked 20 AP reporters' calls, ostensibly over their reporting into a Libyan terrorist failed plot. Why was reporting on a failed plot so threatening? The AP said it was because the administration wanted to announce the news itself. Obama himself has been notorious for granting interviews with journalists whom he knew would treat him mildly. Case in point, Steve Croft. That's why he did 18 interviews with Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. When Obama accidentally exposed himself to a mildly challenging interview with a local reporter in St. Louis, that reporter was later hammered with IRS audits. Yeah, that's the Obama administration. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution. No, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? All right.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, we've got breaking news right now. Apparently, Donald Trump and Mexican President Nieto have talked on the phone. Maybe they're going to work out their trip. I don't know. But, you knew this was going to happen, right? I've heard people like, in the last, 24 hours, they're aghast that, you know, Donald Trump, the media response yesterday was like, oh my God, Donald Trump is doing this to our ally. How could he? And my response is like, well, you know, they take advantage of us in terms of trade. We don't tax any of their imports that come in, and yet they tax our exports. How is that fair? And yet, that's okay. Donald Trump has said, hey, look, we're going to build a wall. He talked about building a wall. The funniest thing about this whole deal with the wall, for instance, is like Mexico. I heard the Mexican president say that Mexico doesn't believe in walls. Really? Yeah, they do. Of course they believe in walls. They've got walls on their the border with Guatemala. They got a wall. Yeah, a wall. And if you sneak into Mexico, you know what they do? They immediately deport you. Now, why is that any different than us? In fact, there's an article today in the Daily Mail. There are now 65 countries that have erected fences on their borders. Four times as many as when the Berlin Wall was toppled. They include Israel's wall, India's 2,500-mile fence around Bangladesh, and Morocco's huge sand berm. Now, I have heard the critics say, in fact, I watched last night Jorge Ramos was on, talking about how, oh, they're not effective, they don't work, what's he doing? Well, if they're not effective and they don't work, what do you care? My, doth protest too much. If they don't work, Jorge, then why do you care? So let him build a wall. What do you care? You don't love Trump anyway. You can't stand the guy. You don't really like America. So what do you care? What do you care if they waste their money? He keeps talking about how, oh, they're wasting their money. There's no way it's going to work. Walls don't work. Mexico doesn't believe in walls. That is such a bunch of BS. Now, Reuters has done a study. So I want to get back to this sanctuary city deal. Because this is all part and parcel with what we're talking about. Reuters is reporting that the largest 10 sanctuary cities may lose $2.27 billion in federal funding. Yeah. The 10 most populous cities where local leaders, of course, they're all cities where Democrats rule. Rahm Emanuel, in Chicago, de Blasio in New York. The guy in L.A. What's his name? The mayor of L.A.? I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, Mayor Walsh in Boston. I mean, if you look at all the cities, they're all Democrat control. And they're all just bleeding money. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and many other large cities could lose federal funding for housing, education, airport improvements, HIV treatment, and more. The funding numbers do not include federal money for law enforcement, which was excluded in the executive order, and programs like Medicaid, which are administered by state governments. This is what Reuters is reporting. But yesterday, I heard de Blasio talking about how it would be federal money for law enforcement. Apparently, he doesn't realize that the executive order does not include federal money for law enforcement. One estimate found 300 sanctuary city jurisdictions exist where state or local officials refuse to cooperate with federal law enforcement officers and which order cops not to discover arrestees' immigration status. Now think about this for a minute. These are not people. You see, again, let me repeat this. The media would have you believe that these are just hardworking people. These are just people like that mow the lawn, that take care of your kids, give you mani-pedis. No. These are people that are arrested. Arrested. If you're not in the system, nobody's going out and looking for you. First of all, we don't have the resources to do that. And the immigration, or I should say the illegal alien, peeps, or the advocates, I should say, of illegal aliens, want you to believe that it's just hardworking people and you're going to be rounded up. No. No. You have to be arrested. Arrested. And I have heard these big city mayors talk about how they're going to sue the federal government. Maybe they forgot that federal law trumps state law. No pun intended, but yes, it is actually. So, for these people to basically break the law, and I'm talking about mayors of big cities, they're knowingly breaking the law. They're knowingly harboring criminals. And if they think that they're going to be able to sue, because guess what? There is precedent for this. There is precedent. The states withheld money when they wanted to impose 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. The feds wanted that to be a federal deal. The states that resisted didn't get federal funding. Same thing with the drinking age of 21. I remember when I was 18, you could drink in the state of Maryland and in D.C. I remember that as if it was yesterday. Then I moved to Boston and I had to get a fake ID. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Dear Bernie, as you continue in your never-ending fight for 15, we thought you might benefit from a simple explanation of how economics work in a real-life functioning capitalist society. You see, Bernie, labor, much like your daily serving of crunchy granola, is just another good that businesses can choose to consume more or less of, depending on the price. And just to be crystal clear, when the price of labor, i.e. wages, increases, businesses tend to consume less of it, i.e. labor. Finally, Bernie, when misinformed politicians radically disrupt labor markets by setting artificially high base prices, like your proposed $15 federal minimum wage, then businesses simply stop consuming labor completely and instead replace that labor with this Big Mac ATM machine. Yeah, that's right, Bernie. Meet the Big Mac ATM that will replace all of your $15 an hour fast food workers. Say what? Yes, a Big Mac ATM machine where you can order actual real Big Macs is coming to the Prudential Copley Plaza on January 31st in Boston. You see, Bernie, pretty soon, all those McDonald's workers that you promised a fair living wage to make Big Macs will have absolutely no wages at all, courtesy of your fight for 15. Of course, as the Daily Caller has pointed out, the Big Mac ATM is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to low-skilled jobs that will be automated as a result of the $15 minimum wage that has already been passed in several states across the country. Wendy's, another popular fast food establishment, announced plans in May to start installing self-serving kiosks at some of its over 6,000 locations later in the year. The chain is replacing cashiers and other low-skilled jobs with computers and automated machines because, as Wendy's president Todd Penegor told Investors Business Daily, it has to compensate for wage hikes. Huh. McDonald's Europe president Steve Easterbrook announced in 2011 that the fast food restaurant was planning on hiring 7,000 touchscreen cashiers to be installed across the continent. According to CNET and the Financial Times, Easterbrook said it would make transactions more efficient, namely lowering the average interaction to 3 or 4 seconds each. You see, so Bernie, I know you don't get this, but you are leading people down the road to ruin and no jobs. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. I've already seen the, I think I told you the story. I've already seen this in action. My local McDonald's, where I do like to go there on occasion and get a fillet of fish, I noticed that they completely renovated my local McDonald's. They basically gutted it, renovated it. When I went back in there, lo and behold, guess what I saw? That's right. I saw a kiosk. There's about 3 or 4 kiosks when you walk in and you where you can order. Now, I said to the young lady that was waiting on me, I'm like, hey, do you realize what's going on here, what this means? And, of course, she said to me, she was like a young black woman. She said, no, it's awesome. She's like, it's great. It's really convenient for you. Of course, she's been told that by management. And I said, no, that machine is going to replace you. And she said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. No way. I go, you know the fight for 15, right? You realize that's happening. She's like, oh, yeah. Huh? I go, well, you do realize that businesses, they are going to, they're not going to pay you $15 an hour. She's like, oh, yeah, they are. I go, oh, no, they're not. And she keeps saying, well, they need us. I'm like, look, this is the future right here. But she refused to believe it. I'm like, okay. President Trump has hung a portrait of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office. I love it. The New York Times reports that President Trump has hung a portrait of Andrew Jackson in the Oval Office on Tuesday, an apparent nod to the populist sentiments of the new administration. Of course, Trump's rise has often been compared to the populist election of Jackson, including some of the new president's own team. Chief White House strategist Steve Bannon called Trump's inauguration speech on Friday Jacksonian, saying it struck the populist and patriotic tones Jackson was known for. Trump has also expressed admiration for the 7th president as well, calling Jackson an amazing figure in American history, very unique in so many ways, through a spokesperson last week. Of course, Jackson, a former military officer and U.S. senator, was known for his fiery temper and bombastic rhetoric. After he lost the first presidential bid in 1824, for example, he claimed the system was rigged. Last year, the Treasury Department announced plans for a new $20 bill that would bump Jackson's portrait for that of Harriet Tubman. I think that that probably will not happen now. That would be my crazy guess. And look, I've often said that the closest thing to Donald Trump is Andrew Jackson. I mean, Andrew Jackson or Teddy Roosevelt or... that's pretty much it. I mean, you talk about, I know people have compared him to Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan was a 2-term governor of California, obviously. And he had run for president and lost in 1976. Then, of course, ran again in 1980 and won. Yeah, I think that's the closest thing that we have is Andrew Jackson. Clearly, Donald Trump admires Andrew Jackson. But I got to tell you, I mean, I've never seen anything like this guy. Really. I can't think of a time in my lifetime where you had a president that right out of the gate. I mean, does this guy sleep ever? Really? I mean, he's notorious for not sleeping. I mean, I've heard he sleeps like 4 or 5 hours a night, max. And now with Melania living in New York with Barron, you know, he's even going to be like getting up earlier. And he's going to be just going right to work. I mean, this guy, you know, and everybody like criticized him like during the campaign saying, oh, what's he doing up at, you know, tweeting at 4 or 5 in the morning? The guy's getting up. He's going to work, man. He's getting up and he's checking his news feeds and checking out the news and he's tweeting. And all the people, for all the people that say, well, he's going to stop tweeting because he's going to figure out that he can't do it anymore. No, he's not. He's not. The presidential pivot that you guys were wondering about, this is the presidential pivot, okay? The presidential pivot is he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. That's the presidential pivot. And if you want him to act quote-unquote presidential, that's what he's doing. By the way, what does it mean? What does it mean to be presidential? Does that mean that you BS everybody, you lie to everybody? No. No. There's a new sheriff in town. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.